Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. As BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. You can text a brother as well, 0457140550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black, have you say, yarn up strong, you mob. And a big shout-out to all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, as well as Sima, 4MW up there in Torres Straits, who've come on board about a month ago now. So good to have you guys on board. Big shout out to Mackay 105 FM and all your daily mob across this country. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416.
Janda Banapi Bamanda, Janda Bakajanda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM. BBM.
Tell me, girl, do you want me? Cause I don't wanna leave without your love. For me to get closer, so I'm looking at the way you move. Baby girl, you're so damn smooth.
Let's get it.
So let's not waste that time. I know that I'm on your mind. Baby, together we can find love that is one of a kind. Like shooting stars in the sky, I'll let it forever shine. Oh.
Tell me, girl, do you want me? Cause I don't wanna leave without your love.
The only one that I wanna be around tonight, baby. Girl, let's take our time. Come and sit by my side. Fucking my system, got me feeling some type of way.
Girl, I wanna love you, love you, love you. Girl, I wanna hold you, hold you, hold you.
Girl, I love the way your body touches mine.
Tell me, girl, do you want me?
Cause I don't wanna leave without your love. Feeling for your touch.
So tell me, baby, do you want me?
Girl, let's make this thing right between me and you. Between me and you.
Tell me, girl, do you want me?
Cause I don't wanna leave without your love, oh baby. Cause I'm feeling for your touch.
So tell me, baby, do you want me?
Maya My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Well, I've never really known why the sun always sets in the west.
In the west.
And I've been thinking about the way that they've always said the fresh is the best.
It's the best.
I can't begin to describe the way you put your arms around me. Cause there's something about you that's really extraordinary. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want you to know that I love the way you move. I want to get to know you now that your love shines through. I want you to know that I love the way you move.
Cause it's an evergreen life that I'm living with you, and I can never find the words that would really do. Ooh, to say all the things that you pull me through. I could never do those things I do. In my place is your space. It's simply a case of my face and your face. This one thing I can't waste. You're the reason I got faith. Tell you how I feel, and if I told you the truth, would you really listen? I know I haven't much time, this is not the crime. I'm just hoping you got ears to listen. Cause this one thing I know, I'm giving, I got to go. I got to go and tell the world they're missing. There's a reason for this life, if you open your eyes, you'll see his love shine through. Well, I've never really known why the sun always sets in the west.
In the west.
And I've been thinking about the way that they've always said that fresh is the best. There's something about you that's really extraordinary. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want you to know that I love the way you move. I want to get to know you now that your love shines through. I want you to know that I love the way you move. I want to get to know you now that your love shines through. I want you to know that I love the way you move.
To the dream time. Sweet winds of freedom carry my soul back home. Sweet winds of freedom carry my soul back to the dream time. Winds of freedom carry my soul back home. It's no good anymore sleeping on this concrete floor. I can't feel my mother up. Uh.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinja Country, as BBM Bumma Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, we've got Which Way Yarning next segment. We're going to catch up a yarn there with the boys in blue. We've got Senior Sergeant Glenn Deloy and got his bodyguard there, Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant. And a very good morning, gentlemen. How are we?
Good morning, Trevor. Good morning, Trevor.
Fantastic. Thank you for coming along. Start with you, Steve. Who you mob? Where you from, brother?
Yeah, Steve Grant, proud Jitterbell boy from the wet rain tropics of the Tully Mission Beach Cardwell area.
Gumboot City, yeah, my correct. Brother. Too deadly. Big shout out to all the mob down there. Cardwell, Tully Mob, thank you very much, Innisfail. And Glenn Deloy, Atherton Hillbilly up top, brother.
Very dry at the moment.
Yes. And we're just talking about the wet seasons, and here we are coming into monsoonal, Christmas time. The heat is on, but this is where supposedly these cyclones and rains and what have you. We had a big hit last year with Cyclone Jasper. Which virtually went across the coast and left a lot of water, a lot of liquid.
Yep.
And you were talking about maybe you got a trip up in Mornington Island very soon, brother.
Yeah, I was just talking about it, yeah.
Yeah, so, it might be a soggy trip there.
But, yeah, Glenn was in the firing line almost this time last year. Wouldn't be able to make it up the hill if the...
Yeah, you... Yeah. Did you come down at all?
No, so when those cyclones roll in, I have to work from home.
You have to, thank you, that's right, yeah.
So, yeah, I've got a couple...
Put all the missiles away.
Yeah, I've got a couple of very competent sergeants at Edmonton Station that hold the reins for me, and I'll just fire the shots.
Team effort.
Yeah.
All right, boys, at topic today, safe drinking. Mm. Look, we're coming into the silly season, as in it's party time, it's Christmas, it's family gathering, what have you, but it's about controlling the little brown bottle. So safe drinking is what we're talking about here today.
Yep, absolutely. And certainly drinking too much alcohol can lead to embarrassment, injury, accidents or health problems. And where our interest is, arrest for making some poor decisions. Mm. Certainly this time of year, while people have their Christmas parties, some people get a little bit loose, drink a little bit more than what they'd planned to do.
Sure.
And obviously there's consequences for that.
And the consequences can, affect you in the hip pocket, but also points in regard to, driving, for drink driving, and if not, a fine, if not jail time, if not, lose your job. If not, lose your partner too. I don't know. You just got to be careful and get to making the right decisions, eh?
Yeah, and look, when these seasons roll around, people do celebrate. So, that's where we notice an increase in alcohol consumption. And that's why it's important to limit the amount you drink.
Yes.
To risk that harm of injury, alcohol-related injury or disease.
Yeah. Mm. So what's a standard drink anyway?
A standard drink contains about 10 grams of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the amount of alcohol that your body can process in 1 hour, which is why we have those limits on how many we would say that you could safely consume before you could get behind the wheel of a car.
So if you're pulled over and you're blowing a bag and you're over the limit, do you go back to the police station?
The processes are we'll breath test you roadside.
Mm.
A lot of people want to know when we tell you that you're over the limit, want to know what that reading is. Look, most of the times we won't tell you what the reading is because that device that we're testing you with is, although it's calibrated, it's not a correct indication.
Mm.
So it's...
So you don't inform the person what the limit is?
Yeah, sometimes we'll tell them what their reading is.
Sure.
We certainly don't have to.
Okay.
Normally, if I'm going to tell someone what the reading is, it would normally be when they're so close to that 0.05 limit, just to let them know you've come very close to being detained and taken back to the station.
So if they are over the limit, they are detained and you take them back to the station, is that right?
So they'll come back.
They have another test there?
Yep, and that's the one you're going to be charged off. That instrument is calibrated. So it's a very accurate reading.
Steve, I'm asking these questions, eh? That shows you I haven't been there, brother. You like that, eh?
Yeah. And the other thing is Glenn's should identify is also is the range. Like, it could be high, medium, or extremely high, isn't it?
Oh.
Is it
three? So, you've got your above the
above
limit.
Yep.
You've got your mid-range, and then you've got your high ranges, exactly. So Yeah, above the alcohol limit, obviously 0.05, but up to 0.1. Then you've got your mid-range up to 0.15, and then the high range above that. And we really don't want to be anywhere near those alcohol readings.
No.
When 0.05 is the limit, is it?
Correct, yeah. And look, for learners and provisional drivers, it's zero.
Zero.
Zero, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So
right,
we need to tell our young ones, if they do have that L or P plate in their window,
all right,
do not drink if you're going to drive.
Sure, thank you. That's all P colours, red and green?
Correct. Yep.
Yep, thank you. Correct. Okay. Yep. And, well, of course, yellow, as in learners, the person sitting in front with them has got to be fully licensed, but they got to be, do they get breathalyzed as well?
That's right.
So, okay, and they got to be zero.
So they've got to be zero as well, because they're actually in charge of the vehicle at the time.
Yes, gotcha.
Yeah, so the actual offence is drink driving whilst in charge of that vehicle.
So if the L driver has got alcohol, and then also the person sitting with the open license. Are they both cool?
We've got two offences.
You've got two offences there. Yeah, there you go. Yep. Oh, I didn't know that. So going back to taking the person back to the station, they do another test there, and that is the where you get your reading from.
That's right. That's
and whether they're charged or not. I mean, in that time going back there, it could drop down, but I doubt it.
Look, it absolutely can drop down, and that'll all depend on whether how much they've eaten, their body stature,
drinking water,
or it can also affect it if you have just finished consuming alcohol. You'll still be your alcohol levels will still be rising.
Probably get to the station, ask for a quick cup of coffee, have a coffee, drink that, and
well, this is the thing. Yeah. Within that 20-minute period, you're not allowed to have anything in your mouth.
Oh, gotcha.
So no gum, no cigarettes.
Red gum as well.
No water.
No water. You just have to wait.
Fruit tingle.
Yep.
Yep.
And so the idea of the 20-minute wait is so that there's no mouth alcohol present when we do that breath test.
Yeah, gotcha.
So we will find some people roadside where they actually, are 0.05, which is over the limit. You need to be 0.049. That surprises a lot of people.
Okay.
Look, we may then give them another 20 minutes roadside and just do another check.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time they have come back under, and then we can just let them know how close they've actually come. So, but that 20-minute period is important just to get rid of all mouth alcohol. So if you are pulled over on a roadside breath test, you're normally asked if you've been consuming alcohol. If you've just had a drink, it pays to let the police officer know that I've just taken a sip of a drink.
Yeah.
I just finished a drink a minute ago and I just jumped in my car.
By informing the officer, what's that do? Give you a bit of light, does it?
Yeah, what we'll do, we won't breath test you. We'll tell you to park your car. And we'll wait there 20 minutes.
Okay.
And then we'll do the breath test. And 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to be under.
Yeah.
But a lot of people feel compelled to say that they haven't had anything to drink. Look, the breath test is not going to lie to us.
Be upfront.
Very honest.
Yep. So how can I drink safely and responsibly?
Look, I've said this previously on this show, is counting your drinks is the most important way, but also knowing what a standard drink is. And how much is in each serving that you're consuming. So, all of our alcohol canisters have a label on it that lets you know how many standard drinks are in that.
Yeah, gotcha.
In that container.
Mm-hmm.
Set yourself a drinks limit and stick to it. Avoid drinking in rounds.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Trying to finish a drink before you get another is always a good one.
Yeah.
Avoiding people topping up your glass before that's empty, because that when
you can't measure it then.
That's right, we're going to lose count of how many drinks we've consumed. So they're things that are going to once we've lost count, we don't know where we're at.
But the other thing, no one knows you better than you. So you should know your virtue own limit or how far you can go, Now, do most places have an opportunity where you can test yourself before leaving the premises?
Unfortunately, no.
No, okay.
And I know there are a lot of breath testing devices out there on the market that you can purchase.
They're good things to have.
They're very good things to have. What I would say is that they're not accurate and they're not calibrated.
Sure, but it gives you a fair idea where you're sitting.
It would give you an indication of where you're sitting, but it's not. It's never a guarantee that you're going to be under the limit.
Okay.
Look, if I had a device I'd purchased and I'd blown into it and it was giving me an indication of 049, I certainly wouldn't drive.
Okay, there you go. Yep. All right, warnings.
Yep.
Okay, yep. And what other ideas share?
Just slow down your intake with alcohol-free drinks. So you might have a bit of water or a soft drink in between.
Okay.
The faster you drink, the higher your breath alcohol concentration is going to be, because your body can only process that one standard drink per hour. So, look, if you mix it up with drinking water, soft drink, or even opting for some very low alcohol drinks, look, it's a way to be able to socialise and consume alcohol for maybe a longer period without going over those limits.
Mm.
Yeah.
And when you look at, people, some people chuck back at the police force, this is all revenue. That's all it is, mate, you know?
Yeah.
But you as officers, you don't get a commission when you're booking anybody, do you?
Nothing.
It's not a pay rise, it's not a bonus, is it?
It's called saving lives.
Well, thank you. There you go. That's right, you know? Yeah. So you there's know. Nothing like that. So when you talk about revenue, well, it's not I mean, if you're doing wrong, well, it's not revenue.
No, exactly. And, you know? And Steve's dead right. He's you know, our road death toll is quite high, and sure. At the moment it is probably
270 currently.
Yeah,
for the year.
For this year, 2024, 270 people have died.
And we're not even in the Christmas period yet.
Which is a lot. Yeah.
And that's speed, alcohol, seat belts. That's all the above.
All
isn't
the
it?
Fatal five. Exactly.
Yeah. Fatal five.
Yep. Yeah, fatal five. There you go. So when if you're getting fined, you know, well, it's your own fault. It's that person in the mirror.
Yeah, and look, it always amazes me around these Christmas seasons when we do get our drink drivers, because there's a lot of messaging that gets out in the media that we are absolutely going to be out and about.
Mm.
Of course.
So
yeah,
you know, if you ever
do the right thing,
if you're going to get caught, it's definitely going to be around these periods, because even as
and
police,
it's all your fault. It's your own fault.
Like we know people are going to be drinking more, and so we're out on the roads making sure that we're having that high visibility and enforcement and trying to curb that those behaviours.
Look, love, thoughts, prayers going out to people who've lost loved ones
and
because of these fatal fives, you know what I mean? Mm. And the culprit has got to live with that as well.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's not a good place to be in.
No, and that trauma, you know, affects everyone.
Of course it does.
Not just the
snowball effect.
The person that's done the wrong thing, you know, it's their families, friends. You know, it extends right out. A lot of very innocent people die on our roads because of some person, yeah, you know, somebody's poor choices.
Sure.
Exactly. The other thing I wanted to point out too, Trevor, is people who go out on the town until like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm.
Just remember, if they jump in the car the very next day, they would be over the limit if they've consumed a lot of liquor.
Sure.
You know,
Glenn
was just saying about, you know, how much you had. You don't know how many you had at a nightclub.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yeah.
Well,
when you're virtually full tank and you're still going, well, you're putting more alcohol in, you might drive that night, but next morning, as you're saying, you wake up.
Yeah.
It's still in there. If you don't remember how many you drank last night, you lost count. You wasn't even counting.
Yeah, and when you're charged with a drink driving offence, that's one of the documents that we serve on you is that you cannot drive for another 24 hours.
Yeah.
And the reasoning for that is that we know that after 24
alcohol's still in the system.
Yeah, 24 hours after you had your last drink, at least then we know there's not going to be any more alcohol in your system. So that may be a... something that we think of, like Steve's raised, because we do get a lot of readings when we do RBTs in the mornings.
In the mornings, yeah, gotcha.
Which surprises some people, because they actually didn't think that they had consumed as much in the previous evening. But look, the body's just not actually processing it, and it's they're still present.
Oh, an example of that, I was with the officers in Edmonton, and went around a school zone, set up a site, then a lady read 0.05 at 8 o'clock in the morning, dropping the kids off.
There you go. Mm.
Yeah.
So fine. So with the fine and what have you, and losing points, do we know where we're at with that?
Look, the questions? Look. When you need to go to court for these,
okay,
and certainly it can range with what the magistrate feels is appropriate. You know, for the day. So
at the station, when you're over the limit, you get fined. Do you get a fine?
No,
you don't do that.
No, so
you do the points there.
No,
all done through court.
Yep. So you get a notice to appear to attend court.
Mm-hmm.
Look, most drivers' licenses. If you're over, you can expect a driver suspension.
Mm-hmm.
Look, some of your P drivers then end up on
good behaviour.
You end up on a curfew from 11 till 5 a.m., I believe it is.
Okay, so you can still do the JOB
for 12,
go to work, yep.
For 12 months, no. So they've got the suspension.
Okay.
Once they've served their suspension, then they're still 12 months on a late night driving suspension. You know, and also then that will also put the date that they're going to be eligible for their open license back for that. If it's a 3-month suspension, that's going to drop it back 3 months.
Yep.
But also then that
3 months and 12 months is 15 months.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
Well, the 12 months, then they're on a late night driving suspension as well. So, yeah, it just pays to do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Keep an eye on things and not find yourself in those situations.
Okay. Well, thanks for sharing the facts with us, boys. And very important, like I said, the silly season. And it is celebration time. We all go on holidays, so, you know, and some people just need to think before they act.
Yeah, yeah. And make sure you've planned before you go out.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Deciding with your friends who's going to be the designated driver. It's too late once you get to the event and everyone's drinking to
full tank, that's right.
Decide.
Yeah.
Always have a bit of money in your back pocket there for that taxi or ride share home. You know, don't spend all your funds. And look, public transport's
50-cent buses.
It's always a great.
Well, you know, you're going to a party, you know what's happening. You're whether you're going to have a drink or not. If you go to work next day, you probably won't drink because you got to work next day. But if you're not working next day, then you're probably going to have a drink, so leave the car at home.
Yep.
Catch an Uber.
Yeah, and look, then you've taken that choice out of the.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the night, you don't have that option to drive your car home.
No, that's right. Yeah,
it's waiting for you at home.
Now, quickly, what about people fall asleep in the car and they've got the keys in the pocket?
In charge.
They can be charged.
It's the same drink driving charge.
Is that right?
So they're in charge of that vehicle. They've got the keys in their pocket. Certainly, if they're in the driver's seat. That's fairly easy to prove because they've got the ability to start that car and drive it.
Okay, so 5 trees away from the car, you put the key in the tree, they hide it there, you go back in the car and have a sleep, you write their name.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a crazy way of thinking about
it. No, just thinking. If the keys are on you, you're in charge of the vehicle.
That's right. You don't wanna.
I think it's also an offence, Glenn, you can quote on this. If I'm with you and I'm consuming as a passenger, can I be given a notice?
Not a notice, but I believe there is a ticket for consuming that alcohol
as a passenger
in the vehicle.
In a public place. Yeah,
but don't quote me on that one.
Sorry, as a passenger, I'm not driving.
Yeah, there certainly was a ticket previously. Yeah. I know because I've written that ticket a few times.
Did you?
Sorry, just to recollect, a passenger sitting in the car drinking, you can be charged.
A ticket for consuming alcohol.
In a public place,
yeah.
Oh, if you've got the drink in your hand,
yeah.
Got it with you. Thank you. Okay,
So it's not a drink driving charge. It's just another traffic ticket.
Well, there you go. All right. Thank you. Stay away from alcohol. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I was just wondering how you knew that, Steve.
I think you told me.
Yeah, that was my next question. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Look, fantastic information. It is silly season. There's the information. Like I always say, life is simple. People complicate it.
Yeah.
So people, do not complicate it. Plan ahead. If you're going to go out and celebrate and got a lot of Christmas parties to go to, Uber over, get a lift, catch a taxi, whatever the case may be. Work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your yarn, boys. Yep.
Just a big shout out to the QPS recruiting team in Brisbane. I'd like to say hello to Maria and the ED, Mr. Kerry Johnson, Mr. Adrian Curlwell, who I'll be joining him on Monday for our trip to downtown Sunny Cooktown to Hopevale for a recruiting session. So,
all right, fantastic.
Hope you're listening out there, guys, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Next week. Thank you very much, gentlemen. All the best. We'll talk soon, eh?
Thank you.
Kiss my boys. A beautiful yarn with the boys in blue, and that's Which Way Yarning is the segment, and we do that once a week and just talk about all different topics and opportunity to talk about programs. You can ring in and add to the conversation as well if you've got something to say. By all means, the boys in blue are here. Love to see the girls in blue. Yeah, they're pretty boys and nice looking fellas, but yeah, love to talk to a girl every now and again. Boys, you know what I mean? But it's all good. They're laughing in the background, too deadly. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
This story is about a king of the Yarrow, an Aboriginal person who is the elders of the Aboriginal tribal person. He was the king of the Yarrow. He took his people from Beagle Bay to Broome. He took all his families, the tribal person, and teach them how to learn the culture, the law side, dancing with the women and men. He learned his education Thumbenand, which is Bilar's mission. He learned his education from the woman of God.
He was Taylor Paddy, he was known as the Taylor Man. Taylor Paddy, Taylor Man. He designed the clothes for the working class man, put the craft of design on their backs. Shook the hands of the queen from the motherland, she granted him a kiss. Try to understand, a black Yaru prince and a queen to a nation, unification. He was Taylor Paddy, he was known as the Taylor Man. Taylor Paddy, Taylor Man. He designed the clothes for the working class men, put the craft of design on their backs. 10,000 years of ancestry to the dreaming till tomorrow. He had thousands of offers of royalty, the man from the Yaru land. He was Taylor Paddy, he was known as the Taylor Man. Taylor Paddy, Taylor Man. He designed the clothes for the working class man, put the craft of design on their backs. He was Taylor Paddy, he was known as the Taylor Man. Taylor Paddy, Taylor Man. He designed the clothes for the working class man, and put the craft of design on their backs. On their backs. On their backs. On their back. Thank you.
this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I need you, I remember the day.
Hey brothers and our sisters, listen to my song. Hear the sound of the didgeridoo and feel it in your soul. Hear the sound of the clapsticks, spirits of the land. Clapping of the boomerang as it echoed through the land. My land, hear the boomerang. My land, it's a dream time. My land, hear the clapsticks. It's a song of the dream times we were taught when we're a child, handed down through families around the old campfire. They told of our ancestors and spirits of the land. You can almost feel their presence as they walk through.
Yeah, that daily track, My Land, that's Noel and Val McGrath here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up a yarn with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, morning, Trev. Yeah, I'm pretty strung out and a lot of stuff, but I'm above ground.
Yeah, above ground. You woke up this morning, so that's all good. So what's happening in your world, brother?
Right, well, the Cairns Council, I'll be gentle with you.
Thank you, brother. Yep, yep.
Cairns Council have been doing their pre-cyclone cleanup of the cemetery.
Yes.
And they've upset a lot of people here because they've got this big sign that says the following items will be removed. All glass and items and water-holding vessels, damaged, deteriorating flowers and tributes. Well, a lot of people have just spent a lot of money on new flowers for the graves and they've all been taken out. And there's a lot of local people here devastated by the aggression being shown and no respect. We've all been putting the lights in round my area and things, and we've gone there, and the grounds have been levelled. All the ornaments, big pots have been taken away, and I'm talking about $400 or $500.
Sure, yeah. I believe there was notification going out to the people for all cemeteries.
Yeah, well, the notification, I think people in the houses soon will expect a notice from the council saying you can't have Christmas decorations in your front yard.
Well,
because it's, that's my cynical sarcasm.
Sure, I picked it up.
Maybe I had to stop. It's out of control. They're really persecuting us in the cemetery, mate. And the human rights have taken notice and they said, do you want this added on to the other claim and expedite things because of your age and stuff? I'm sorry it's a cemetery, mate, but it's something we all have to face that we might have to look after one day and we're just trying to...
Our loved ones are at rest and, we give articles and monuments and flowers and what have you and vases and understand all that, yes. I think that just we had the sad case with Jasper and what it created, you know, and a lot of the stuff at cemeteries can become missiles. So I think it's a safety precaution.
Yeah, well, they might as well do the same for people's gardens. You know, we're just talking about those little strings of lights we put around, the beautiful flowers. So people come past and come to me and say, oh, I drove past the cemetery. You can't see that nice glow from there. A lot of us like going there in the evening. Some go down and sit there. We used to take the children there to pick them and just break their fear of the dark and the dead and stuff. And so...
So I believe you can go back after monsoonal season and put your vases back and what have you.
Yeah, but they've taken away a 2-foot-high one, a beautiful ceramic one off of her one, and other people have nice ornaments. And, you know, they took the crosses away.
Yeah.
I know you work for the council, mate.
Sure. No, I'm hearing you.
This is totally unnecessary what they're doing. And
Well, I'll talk to our department and find out what actually has been taken and what's the case.
They've levelled the ground. Even where there was a mound there on the grave, they've levelled it. Mm. And I put all sand and flowers and decorated and weeded it. And we look after our own graves.
Sure, yes.
They shouldn't touch our graves. They shouldn't take anything from the graves.
Mm.
Because they're going against their own rules of damaged, deteriorated flowers. I feel sorry for the people next door. Mm-hmm. I quit next door because I'm... The graves, they were beautiful. And we're all taking pride. And they tell me that this is on Facebook around here. They're affecting other big families here. I don't want to mention the names of the families.
Sure, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm sorry, I had to make this call, and I've been waiting a while to get on, mate.
You got your point, folks, but I'll do my research and check with their department, find out what has been taken. Do they get returned, or and when do people allow to put their stuff back on the grave sites? I'll find out that information. But yeah, thanks for the heads up.
Families are encouraged to collect any items of value before they do the cleanup.
Mm.
Prior to the cleanup, as items will not be retained, they're just going to take them all to the dump.
Mm.
They're not going to hurt anybody. They're flowers.
Sure.
It's
yeah.
Just flower power. You know, it's a sign of peace and love and the whole thing. And it's all a love story to look after my missus and the other people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, loved ones, of course.
We went to a decent burial, and I saw the show up in Cape York. The family come out every Easter after the wet season and clean up all this cemetery and stuff.
Mm.
They do all the flowers and light. They're little strings of lights. They're not missiles, and they're all tied on around the cross or around the little fence thing. They've been there for years. They've never done this before.
Sure.
And it seems that they're just doing some graves and not the others. So we'll see if they're going to keep stripping it.
Mm.
Yeah. They're just trying to level the whole ground so the man on the mower can go around. Well, that's their job, is, you know, so...
Yeah, I'll find out and get my head around what's the actual process that they are delivering, and I'll get back to you, Tony.
You're right, because like I said, they might as well cheat with people that can't have Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
They're the ones that are going to cause more damage than a flowers in a graveyard, which is a great big area. It is ridiculous, Trevor. I'm not wasting the time.
Sure. I'm taking on board what you're saying, Tony.
It's a bloody disgrace. Okay, Trevor, thanks for the time, mate.
Thank you, my brother. You take care. We'll yarn soon, eh?
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks, Tony. Bye-bye. Adele Yando, Tony Gibbs, and having you say, just talking about how the council have put out a notification about cleaning up the graves coming around monsoonal times, cyclone times, safety reasons, safety precautions. But I'll find out to the full extent what has been taken and do they get returned or what happens there, and have the people been notified, and I believe they have. Your daily program, National Talk Black, but it's coming to time with Trinity Trevor signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company, your mob, too deadly. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, and that deadly number 1-800-422-416. You can 24/7 text a brother 0457140550. Don't forget Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And talking earlier with the police officers, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay and Police Liaison Officer Stephen Grant. And we had a brother that texted in, Daz, and wanted to add to the conversation saying that the premise that eating lots of food and water lessens your alcohol consumption is actually false. It's time. Time is the only thing that allows the body to slow down and break down the alcohol content, and that's why they use the standard drink method. He used to run a program where he'd take kids through safe alcohol practices, and that was one of the important things to teach them. Time is the only thing that helps. Well, there you go. Thanks for that, Daz. So it helps me for my education as well. So it's not coffee or drinking a cup of tea or something like that where you got alcohol in you or eating food. Time is the thing. So hence probably the officer, Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, and Police Liaison Officer Steve Grant said, we'll let you park the car here for about 20 minutes. There you go, using the time factor. So there it is. Thanks for that, Daz. Murray, going to sign off. Thank you for your company. You might stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up via NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Too deadly.
Who would have thought I could walk away? Leave it all behind. You know I was one who didn't care less.
the bed. Now I don't know why he chose me and made me a friend. Somebody must have been praying.